Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to what we're sure will be our greatest year in right now.
Remember. Hello, everyone. Remember back to school from Greece. When we feel it in the air, it's back to school time now, back to the daily grind, back to getting serious. All the while the weather is still gorgeous and fantastic days. So make sure to check out the amazing sunsets these days. Hello and welcome to Fun to Fortune, Entrepreneur Startup Success on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Jeff Walensky, and I'm the founder of 2B Enterprises. I'm dedicated to helping people escape the 9-to-5.
Your love of soft serve.
Sorry, I'm having some technical difficulties. Follow their passion and love their work. I am the founder and co-creator of Broadway Bodies, the fun way to work out to your favorite show tunes. I'm the founder of Javelin Business Coaching, and a few more ventures. Every other week, join us for a conversation with those who have created fun businesses and uncovered their fortunes in the process. We are broadcasting live from New York City, that concrete jungle where dreams are made of. For today's episode, I thought we would do something a little different. And that is bring in and give you a taste of the various 12 or 15 guests we have had on this show over the last few months since we started in midsummer. They have all had some major incredible things they have done to start their companies. The fun they have gotten into. And sorry, what I'm doing here is one of the problems that entrepreneurs face and one of the challenges is technology. So I thought, what a great idea to have a variety show today where I pull in clips and segments from various shows that I've done in the past. I don't know if you have a Mac computer, but if you do, it comes with GarageBand, and GarageBand is an application you can use to create podcasts and to create recordings. And so this morning I said, let's make it easy on myself and see if we can pull all these different episodes and clips into GarageBand. Well, as you know, anything you try in technology, if you're new at it, you think it's going to take a half hour, and it takes hours. And then you get frustrated, and then you lose it all. And so I said, let's just go back to old school. But that's, as an entrepreneur and a solo practitioner, a lot of times we are faced with doing things ourselves and trying things out. So I used to make my own movies using iMovie. And while it's very fun and creative, it's also a large time chunk. So I'm winging it today with sort of going to these different clips that I have. And hopefully I'll be able to get to the right track without too much difficulty. But really, we have had some incredible, incredible guests on this show over the last couple months, including, and I'll just go through them really quickly, Dr. Elizabeth Greenberg, a wellness advisor and chiropractor, Sophia Britton, who owns and runs Victoria Garden in New York City, and makes delicious froyo out of goat's milk. Fanny Gerson, who created a company called La New York Ina that makes fantastic popsicles and frozen treats. Those two were featured on our Frozen Treat Tuesday in the end of August. In the beginning of August, we had Erin Stutland, who has created something called The Shrink Session and Magical Manifestors. And one of Eric's a great tagline is like, when there's movement in your body, there's movement in your life. We're going to hear a little bit from her as well. Francine Rabinowitch, who started a company based on a need and the love of her favorite jeans. She started a company called Denim Therapy. Really great and cool concept. Earlier in the month, in the summer, we heard from Anthony Calcera. He started his own radio show with two friends and now has come out with his own ebook on Is Anyone Listening?, which is sort of funny because you're sitting here like, is anyone out there? How to create your own radio show. So I'll give you more about that when we have a word from our sponsor. We also heard from Bern Harrison, who works a full-time job and created Stage Buzz. And Stage Buzz is your resource for all the off-Broadway shows you can imagine. We then heard from David Kiefer. David owns a dance studio called Dance Connection. And David really talks about the excitement about seeing his students grow and learn and being part of their lives. Matthew Carinente, he created a company called Let's Play Dog. Dogs learn better that way. And his whole basic foundation is that when dogs are having fun, they learn. And a lot of us feel the same way. Also had Jim Arnoff, who exhibited what it is to be a multipreneur and tap into all your various desires and also really bringing those together, how they sort of become seamless and become one. Anthony Cerrone, a delicious company called Lilac Chocolates, where they're stubbornly old-fashioned. We're going to hear a little bit from him. And last but not least, Francis Tubacaris, the owner of Greek and Handy. So we're going to hear a little bit from each of these entrepreneurs today, just a little bit of a blurb to let you know, give you sort of a taste. If there's anyone you want to hear more of, whet your appetite, you can go back and listen to them again. You'll also hear from them what is fun in their business. So remember, we're all about fun to fortune, and you'll hear a little bit about what is fun in their business. And why, and really not, it's more than just fun, but it's why they do what they do. So we often start businesses for different reasons than we end up loving the fun part. What is the excitement about the business? And you'll hear these entrepreneurs tell you about basically, you know, why they do what they do. And why do we do what we do? Because we want to change something. We want to create. We want to make something better out there. We want to share our passion with the world and create something different and make it better. And all entrepreneurs start the same way. They have an idea, and they're very excited about an idea that's going to make the world a better place or that's going to solve a problem out there for other people, a problem they may have had, or they want work they want to be proud of, or they want to control their lives. All these different reasons we start businesses. And I think listening to these guys all sort of in their couple-minute clips is really going to bring that home for you about why it is important. I think there's even a book called The Importance of Why. I'm not sure if I got that title right. I'll check it out. But anyway, so bear with me with the technology because I have to get to the right clips, and that is a little challenging. But I will do my best and listen in. First, we're going to hear from Sophia. Okay? So bear with me.
Okay. So, Sophia, tell us what your business is.
So I have a store called Victory Garden NYC, and we sell goat milk, soft serve, ice cream, and frozen yogurt. We source all of our goat milk locally, as well as a lot of our toppings and our other ingredients. And we also have a small lunch and it's a small lunch menu, which I can explain later. And I wanted to create a healthy alternative to soft serve because I know a lot of the soft serve shops in New York are really like based on a pre-made mix that people buy. We make all of our ice cream in-house. And
why goat's milk?
I studied holistic nutrition, and I learned that goat milk was really healthy. Most people in the world actually drink goat milk. It is much more easily digested. It's the most similar milk to human milk. So after you're done, like after children are weaned, it would be probably the easiest milk for them to digest. I don't drink a ton of milk on a daily basis, but I switched my cooking milk to be goat milk, and I just had like a really strong affinity towards it. I also wanted to work with local farms. That was really important to me, and goat milk farms tend to be small, family-run operations, and well, a lot of farms are, and I really wanted to, I wanted that to be an important part of my business as well.
Now, before, when I was introducing the two guests today, yourself and Fanny, I said that not only did you bring in your passion for food, but also the love of foreign flavor and culture and your values, the things that you care about. So could you talk about sort of how that all comes into your business and what your business is about?
Yeah, well, so we sell goat milk soft serve ice cream. It's all sourced locally. I try to buy as many ingredients locally as possible. I find that to be really important to the brand for health reasons and also for just the quality. I think that a lot of what's going on in New York State and the region and the United States in general, there's like a big surge in artisanal products. I also wanted the store to teach people or introduce new spices. I wanted it to be kind of like an escape, a place where you went and you learned something new and you felt like excited, excited about life just because you found like something that tasted really good and you learned about a new spice or you tried something you've never had before. I wanted it to be like a little oasis.
Yeah, I love that. Well, I love the concept of going to a shop, you know, a frozen yogurt shop and learning something new, you know, about, you know, what's beautiful is that I'm assuming that you're talking about you bringing real, like, exotic spices or exotic flavors from different parts of the country or different parts of the world, pardon me, for people to try and sort of like, oh, wow, this
yeah.
is different, this is interesting, this is not my normal mini Reese's peanut butter cup and ground up Heath bar.
Yeah, it's like even new things from the region too. Like there are a lot of fruits that people don't know about in the Northeast. So I try to bring those in as toppings, like husk cherries and things like that. We do flavors like we do mastic. It's one of the flavors we're known for. It's a Greek resin from the island of Chios. It's a protected product of origin in the European Union. Mastic.
Mastic?
Yeah, and actually the word masticate comes from mastic. It was the first chewing gum. It's been chewed for centuries and it has a lot of health benefits. And it's actually like pretty, it's always been known in Turkey, but now it's kind of trendy again. So you see this flavor a lot in Greece and Turkey and also throughout the Middle East, but not so much in the United States. So I personally love the flavor and I love the scent of it. So we do plain mastic, we do white chocolate mastic, we do dark chocolate mastic, we do a lot of different flavors with mastic.
Wow, that sounds delicious. That's a new one for me to try and learn about. So when you come into your shop, not only will you be sensations on your tongue and flavors on your tongue, but you'll be learning about all these new things. I love that. Let's move into the business side a little bit. This is Fun to Fortune. So tell us, in our audience, we have aspiring entrepreneurs, people who are just starting companies, people are thinking about starting companies. So in your business, where do you get the most joy and satisfaction? And I can see some of that already coming through in what you're talking about, but share something else.
I think in the relationships I've developed with the people I work with, from my suppliers to my customers, to fellow business owners that have helped me, to my employees. I think just building a lot of relationships, because I think with the type of work I do, it's, you know, I'm always interacting with different people, and I feel like I learn a lot of skills from watching other people, looking at other, like the way people behave, or and you know, feedback from customers. I think through all of the relationships that I've developed, for sure.
Great. Anything else? Is there any other stuff?
So we've just heard from Sophia Britton, and one of the things that she really emphasizes is relationships. Not only is it clear that Sophia, part of her fun is to create and bring new flavors and introducing new products, you know, new tastes from different regions to people, and with a, you know, eye towards health and eating healthier, but also just in the relationships and the people she's worked with, that is some of the most joy that she has gotten out of building her business. Next, we're going to hear from Fanny Gerson, and Fanny has created La New Yorkina, and we'll hear what she has to say about her fun.
So my business is called La New Yorkina, which means the girl from New York in Spanish, and I feel it sort of represents who I am. You know, my heart and my background and my soul is Mexican, but I also feel like a New Yorker. I've been here for 14 years now, so it's sort of it's a hybrid that represents who I am and where I come from. And I started in summer 2010, originally just making artisan Mexican-style paletas, which are essentially ice pops. And since the very beginning, I knew I wanted to do more than that. I just wanted to start out with the popsicles, with the paletas, to see, you know, if people liked it, how they responded, and then you know, see if I can continue towards my first goal, you know, which is to open a Mexican-style ice cream shop. So it's going to be an ice cream / candy shop.
Okay, cool. So now you're asking, wow, I can't believe how much people like it. How has it been so far? So you've introduced...
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, the first day that I started was also the first day of the Hester Street Fair. So there was a lot of, you know, press and hype, you know, because it was the first sort of, you know, market of its kind in the city. And we ran out of... I had a friend, my friend Hannah, helped me out that first summer. And we had... I think we had about 800 plus paletas, and we ran out by 3:00. And
wow.
You know, we had to do it the next day, but we had nothing left in the kitchen. And I actually broke my nose. I fractured my nose that morning loading the cart with the cover of the cart. So she had to go and be in the kitchen all by herself to try to do as much as she could while I waited in the emergency room for like 9 hours. And as people were coming, you know, my nose just kept getting, you know, more swollen, and, you know, it just looked like someone had punched me, you know, because the eyes underneath kept getting puffy. But it was the adrenaline kept me going, and people were like, don't you need to go to the ER? I'm like, no. You know, my first day. So
what an opening day, right? One you will never forget.
Never.
But, and you've also exhibited a point in business. You never know, you know,
you never know
what's going to come, you know, and you have to be ready and just adjust or, you know, because you're out there.
Yeah, being a business owner is never boring. It can be many things, you know, stressful, you know, any kind of thing, but never boring. And if it is, then, you know.
So what is the fun part for you? We'll go to the stressful part later, but let's start with the fun part. So where do you get the most joy and satisfaction as a business owner and a business creator?
Well, the most joy that I get is because I'm in the food industry is really just very simple, but you make people happy. I do something that I love to do. I feel very creative, and I get to share part of my culture. So those are two also amazing elements. But at the end of the day, is you create memories. How many memories don't you have that are linked to food? You know, like, oh, remember so-and-so's birthday. You know, you can transform somebody's moment or somebody's day. Somebody could be having, you know, a bad day, and they try something, and it just makes them forget about it for a little bit. Or even if they're having a good day, then it just makes them have an even better day. So, you know, just experiencing the joy that they have is an enormous satisfaction. But
so we just heard from Fanny from La New Yorkina, really talk about bringing her culture into her business, not knowing what's going to come every day. That's the fun part. And then also just through treats and through her creations, changing people's day. She mentioned later in the interview that you know, people running into the shop, running, you know, to the store. I think it was either Fanny or Sophia, you know, at the last minute to just sort of like get their frozen treat. So these are the things that make it all worthwhile. I'm going to move now to someone a little different, Dr. Elizabeth Greenberg. She's a wellness advisor, and she's going to give you a little short perspective as well of what makes it fun for her. So stay tuned.
So Elizabeth, why don't we jump right in? What's your
business? Well, I'm a wellness advisor and chiropractor. My business name is Dr. Elizabeth Greenberg, and I've been practicing taking care of patients for over 25 years. And my goal is really to help people maintain their health, get out of pain, have more stress, stand up taller, and feel better.
Good tagline. Say that again slower.
Well, I just made that up, so let me see. That wasn't an official tag.
Well, you just write it down.
My goal is to make people feel better, stand taller, have less stress, and overall feel better.
Wow. Love
something
it.
Like that, yeah.
Stan? Yeah.
All of it's true.
Good. Excellent. So, Elizabeth, what's the fun part for you? I know you've been in business a long time, a fairly long time. What's the fun part?
I would say the fun part is really, you know, helping people feel better never gets old and it never gets stale. Every day is different and every day has a different blessing in it, but it's fun to help people. It's challenging sometimes, but ultimately, you know, when somebody says, oh my God, you saved my life, oh my God, I feel so much better, it just feels so gratifying.
And I can imagine.
And the fun part of my work is also the fun. You know, I have fun in my life, too. So, you know, it's a career that's afforded me a lot of fun. I have a great dog, and I ride a bicycle, and I live in New York. It's all good.
So Elizabeth coined it really nicely. It feels great, and it's really fun to help people. Helping people never gets old and never gets stale. I think that's a really, really cool sort of concept as to people who are in the service industry or helping others. It just always feels good, no matter what, when you're helping other people get to their goals. As a coach in my line of business, just helping people get to the next step, get out of jobs they hate, get into work they love, getting in a relationship, getting out of a relationship, feels really good and satisfying, that part. Our next guest we heard from in early summer is Anthony Kilcera. And Anthony has a full-time job, but in the part-time, he actually has his own radio show. And since he has his own radio show, he decided, and his full-time gig is writing and editing, he decided to create his first ebook. So if you ever wanted your own radio show, then you should download a copy of this new book. And the new book is called Is This Thing On? How to Host Your Own Internet Radio Show. It's a short 50-page book, only $3.97. And Anthony explores how to start your own successful online radio show. He'll teach you all the important things you need to know to become a well-known name in the radio industry. I really need to get a copy of that book. Anthony is one of my old clients, current clients actually, and he is the host of the radio show Two Fags and a Hag, which is hysterical. So let's hear from Anthony now on what his business is and what's fun for him.
Everyone's like,
well, what is it?
Okay, well, I'm the host of a radio show right here on Blog Talk Radio, just like you guys, with two very close friends. And the show is called Two Fags and a Hag. And what we do, our mission, I guess, is to really to make people laugh and to feel like they're visiting and hanging out with close friends. That's, you know, that was the initial impetus for us to do this.
Sounds great. So, Anthony, could you move closer to your mic or just because it's a little muffled?
Aaron and see what she has to say and where her fun is.
Business is, what's your company name?
Well, it's really just under Erin Stutland, and I have a couple different products. But my really what I like to say is my big message out there is where there's movement in your body, there's movement in your life. And what I'm most interested in helping people do is create movement in their life, whether that is physically, but also emotionally or spiritually. It's, you know, how do we create that movement? How do we keep shifting our perspective and keep moving forward towards what it is that we really, truly want?
Wow, that's great. Create movement in your life. And I think, like, you know, sometimes when we just take action, no matter what action is, moving forward, like, things start to unfold. So a lot of times when people are stuck, you know, just taking a walk or taking a step or taking a class, right, one of your classes. So how does that manifest in what you see with your community?
I think that, like as you said, I think moving in whatever capacity that means for you could create huge change in your life. So it is, it's, you know, I do teach workouts. That's very a big part of what I do. But I also work, you know, coaching-wise. I think sometimes, really, I think from a movement perspective, I think sometimes when we're feeling emotionally stuck, if we literally just move our bodies a little bit, whether you're dancing around your room or you go for a walk or you take a class, you will absolutely feel different. You will feel freer. You will feel more open. You will feel more in tune. So that's definitely one form of movement that I like to, you know, teach to my students and clients. And then also, I think on another perspective, is the movement of just taking action, like really like sending out that email, making that phone call. These little actions, little tiny baby actions can really produce a lot of confidence as you move towards your dreams and your goals. And I think sometimes we can get a little paralyzed or overwhelmed by what action should I take, and I have so much to do, and it can be overwhelming. So even just the littlest bit of movement, like I said, sending an email, making a phone call, can produce really extraordinary results.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question. As an entrepreneur, I mean, you had a background as an actress or an actor.
There's a little bit from Erin Stutland. I highly recommend you listen to the archive of her. She's very inspirational. She's created a really, really amazing enterprise and has had a really great story about her journey doing that, one that I've been a part of. For those who are just tuning in and are listening, just so you know where you're at, this is the Life Coach Radio Network. We're on the line today with me, Fun to Fortune, with Coach Jeff, Entrepreneur Success Series. Today is our variety show. We're giving you a sampler of some of the past guests who have been on our show and hearing straight from them what they do, what their fun is. And I suggest if you want more, go to the archives, and you'll find these archives at Blog Talk Radio. And you can search Fun to Fortune with Coach Jeff, or you can search the name of the person. We host this show every other Tuesday at noon. If you have a comment or a question and you want to call in, feel free. The number to call in is 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. You can also tweet at us. Our handle is Coach Host Radio, and you can find us on Facebook at Life Coach Radio Network. Also, my coaching website is www.javelin.com. That's javelin.com. Without further delay, let's get to our next guest, and that would be Francine Rabinowitz, who started Denim Therapy. There we go.
This is
that one. All right. So basically, I got started with Denim Therapy for the same reason you seeked Denim Therapy out. I had a favorite pair of jeans that I loved, and I wasn't willing to part ways with it. So I just decided to find a solution, and that's how Denim Therapy came about. And
now, did you repair them
yourself, or you have a background
No, I have a background, but yeah, I don't have a background in sewing, nor fashion, for that matter. I went to school for economics and international relations, and when I moved to New York after my college, I started working in advertising and branding, and so that's my background. So I did all of the branding and marketing and customer service side of the business, and then found someone to help me bring my vision to life.
Mm. And tell us about that process, because a lot of people on the call are thinking about starting businesses. They may have ideas. They may not even be sure what their passion is. So how did you bring your vision to life? What did you need to pull out of yourself, or what feedback did you need, or how did you sort of move that along?
Honestly, I just went and did it. I was younger then, so I didn't have so many things to think about and so much responsibilities and so many numbers to run, and I just thought this is a great idea. I really felt it was a great idea, and so I just decided to go for it. And then fix things along the way and, you know, correct the course and do things, but all while I was doing it. So that was the beauty of it. There was not a lot of thinking, a lot of planning, a lot of business plans. It was just, you know, it was a low investment to start, so I didn't need to do all of those numbers, and then I just went ahead and did it.
So you've mentioned this is great for entrepreneurs because we're taught in business school. I went to Stern. You know, it's hard. You have to do a business plan and all your market research.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell my clients, my coaching clients, sometimes say, I think business plans are basically in there to convince you to not start a business. You know, because they're just plans. When I started a company I run called Broadway Bodies, I purposely didn't do a business plan because there's a million dance workout companies in New York City. So why do we need another one, right? I think this is why that's just it. So I love that you also said, I felt like it was a great idea. So tell us about intuition, because a lot of people out there and entrepreneurs, they get convinced or they tell a friend who doesn't love their idea, and all of a sudden they don't go with their gut anymore. So tell us about feeling like this is a great idea. There's some intuition you had. So tell us a little about that.
I just think that the best ideas come from a specific need that you're trying to fulfill for yourself. And then hopefully you're not an independent who lives alone in the world. You're part of a community, and therefore a lot of people will share the same needs that you have. And so I just knew it was a good idea. I didn't know how big or how small it was going to be, but I was just willing to give it a try, even if it just meant doing the business for 1 year. I just felt, you know, I'm pretty sure there are other people who want to repair their jeans, and if there isn't, it's not really that big of a deal. And as I went along, and I was, you know, I don't think you need a business plan, but I think you need to be measured, and you need to be realistic with your expectations. And if you keep yourself on track, then I think you're very likely to be successful, because you're not being attached to a business plan that's projecting you 5 times growth in the next 4 years. You're just trying to grow as you can and to grow with the market. And then you find ways to maybe speed up that growth or slow it down based on your on where you are in your life and in your career. And that's how I went about it.
I love Francine's approach to how she built her business. Really not a lot of upfront investment, not attached to it, but she just had intuition that there was a need and that she is a part of a community and that other people will feel the same need. And she was right on. And so that's really cool. She's also very pragmatic in being measured and realistic and not high in the sky. So really, really important to when you're starting a business. The next person we're going to hear from is Matt Cariente, and the name of his business just evokes fun because it's basically Let's Play. but it's Let's Play Dog. And the message Matt has is people and dogs, but in his case dogs, learn better this way. So let's hear from Matt about his business and what his fun is.
I know you have a fun business. What's your business called?
My business is called Let's Play Dog Training.
And how'd you come up
with
that name? I love it.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I was, you know, racking my brain trying to come up with a fun name for dog training because that's kind of the root of what I do. I try to keep it fun and exciting for both the dog and the human. So I was looking outside of my window, and right in front of my place is a kids' park, and they're all playing, running around. So it's just kind of like, you know, let's play. Let's have a good time. So it's just let's play.
I love it.
So,
what's your tagline? Description? I have a feeling it has something to do with fun and dog play.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, let's play, and then the tagline is dogs learn better this way, which is absolutely true. You know, they all what I do is all positive reinforcement training. So if you if the dog's having a good time, and then they're going to learn a lot quicker, just like a human would. If you make it fun for them, they're going to want to work that much more, and learn that much faster.
I love that. It sounds like a class of sign up for.
Yeah, well, I know you have a dog, so, you know, he can come on over.
Yeah, that he keeps poking into, he must know you're on the phone, he keeps poking into the door here.
Yeah.
With her ball, so.
Uh-huh.
So, Matt, tell us what the fun part is for you. How, you know, what is the most joy, satisfaction you get out of creating your business or running your business?
Yeah, by far the funnest thing for me is when I'm on during a session when, you know, it all clicks, where the client understands, you know, what he or she has to do, and the dog's really understanding, and it clicks, and the dog is, you know, doing flips or whatever it's doing, and the client's laughing, and I'm laughing, and it's just, you know, it's just good fun, and at the same time, you know, it's my all my creation, and it makes me feel that much better about it too.
Very cool. And since I know a little bit about you,
so that was Matthew from Let's Play Dog, and he is an amazing dog trainer, and I love his approach to dog training. We're gonna go to another entrepreneur. Who started a chocolate business, and these are actually two things you don't want to mix, which is dogs and chocolate. That's never a good thing. So let's hear from Anthony Cerrone.
About your business,
so
I'm
about to launch our business together in recent, just having that little guide on from there.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Jeff. It's Lilac Chocolates. It's actually Manhattan's oldest chocolate company. It was established in 1923, and the company specializes in really all old-school chocolate. So we make over 140 fresh chocolate items that you find in our counter. We have hundreds, maybe even 1,000, of specialty chocolate molds. We have lots of holiday items that we bring in, and we have wedding chocolates and business gifts. So it's a real old-school chocolate company, and I was lucky enough to acquire it at the end of 2011, so I've got it now just coming up on 2 years.
Wow. So we're going to have a lot of good things to talk about. The first 2 years are always quite challenging. And one of our themes today is startup fears and just busting through all the things that come up when you start a business. But before we get into that stuff, and I just want to, so I don't forget this, how do people find you? So you can give us your URL and also your address in New York so that people can come by and have a taste of some of those delicious old world chocolate.
Yeah, certainly. Our URL is lilacchocolates.com. It's LILAC. Chocolates, all one word. And we have two stores in Manhattan. Our West Village store is our flagship store. It's on 8th Avenue and Jane Street, right in the corner. And we have a second store in Grand Central. It's inside the marketplace. And we also have a factory in Brooklyn, and it serves as a walk-in place as well. It's not really a retail location, but people do come in there, and we sell chocolate from that location as well.
And that's right. I envision you on the Lucille Ball like chocolate line, you know, like the little chocolate coming down, sampling. Oh, this one's good.
That's
this
right. We have that. We have those exact machines, and we do exactly what you see about Lucille episode.
I love it. So I expect to see a little skit with you then.
Absolutely.
So, Anthony, I think you said it in your intro, but what is your tagline or one sentence description? I know it's something to do with old world chocolates, but what's your marketing tagline?
The tagline we use is stubbornly old fashioned since 1923. The inspiration for that came out of an article that was written by the Wall Street Journal, where they called us stubbornly old-fashioned. And we scratched our heads about that, and we said, what do you think about that? And we all, like, spontaneously said, we like that. So we turned that into the tagline that we've been using ever since.
And you could tell from Anthony that he really loves new venture, having a lot of fun with it. One of the things he goes on to say in this interview is the variety and all the different hats he gets to wear, and no day is ever the same. There's no monotony in owning your own business. We're going to change gears here, and if you're just tuning in, this is Fun to Fortune with Coach Jeff on Entrepreneur Success Series. Today is sort of Throwback Tuesday, where we go back to the last set of entrepreneurs we had on the show, and you hear a little blurb from each of them, as many as I can get in. And now we're going to turn to the world of theater and dance, and we're going to start with Bern Harrison, who runs a blog, a fairly simple business, but it keeps him really excited about the work he does and keeps him his one foot in his passion while he works another full-time job. So let's hear from Bern.
It's a theater website called stagebuzz.com, and it's basically it's theater news, reviews, and interviews from Broadway, off-Broadway, off-off-Broadway, and then regional theater around the country. Wow, sounds great. I've been to your site many times. I love it. What's the fun part for you? Where do you get the most joy and satisfaction out of running Stagebuzz?
Well, I would say the best part is getting to see the shows. I absolutely love theater, so any opportunity to get out there and see shows, meet the actors, the directors, everybody who's involved with theater, really, and be able to share with them my opinions about the shows, to talk with them about their influences, how these things came about, how they got into acting or directing. Just to learn a little bit more about the different aspects of theater.
Yeah, it does. Even when you're talking, it sounds like a lot of buzz. I love the name Stage Buzz.
Oh, great. Thanks.
When you started this...
So Simply Burn tells us one of the fun things for him is seeing the shows. And then he goes a little deeper into saying... Well, actually, it's getting a little under the show, seeing who's behind it, meeting the actors, meeting the producers, people who've gone and produced the shows. Next, we're going to go into the world of dance. And this is David Kiefer. He runs Dance Connection. He has some interesting things about community and some of the things that he finds fun and rewarding in his business.
Connection. Love it.
The most amazing dance studio in the world. Well, wow. Yeah. You know, we use on our website, we say empowering kids through games. That's our official sort of one. But for the kids and for something that's fun for younger people and sort of a little playful, sometimes we'll put, you know, the most awesome dance school in the world, depending on where it appears. That's what we do. So, you know, empowering kids through dance can be a little bit stuffy. It's, you know, it's nice, it's official, but, you know, the most awesome dance school in the world is something that you might find somebody who's 7 or 8 saying something like that. So
yeah, I can imagine that they're in school, perhaps, and someone says, hey, where did you learn to do that? Or they say, the most awesome dance school in the world.
Right, right. That's the idea.
It's a very great way to sort of put that into the minds of the kids that they're doing something so awesome and they're learning something so awesome and it's great, you know. Using language that targets your, you know, core audience is wonderful. So what's the fun
part? That's part of what's fun in the business, you know, like you know, I consider myself a very responsible guy, and you know, I always try to you know, do the right thing. But at heart, I'm a little bit of a kid, so that enables me to sort of. There's a lot of play in my business, you know. There's a tremendous amount of play and fun with the kids, and you know, most of the parents when they come into the school, they're in a good mood. Basically, they're usually in a good mood. You know, they're here to celebrate their children, which parent doesn't enjoy celebrating their child? So that's part of what really drives me. I don't think I'd be able to do it if I didn't have that aspect of the business. It's just very, 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 very rewarding, you know. And on top of that, you get to sort of mold the kids over long periods of time. Some of our kids are here several hours a week, and they start with some of their cuisine, and they stay for years until they're in high school. And so that the ability to be able to see these kids, you know, every week for the first, you know, for like 15 years of their lives is quite an honor and a responsibility, you know, because you have a serious influence on their lives, you know, how they're going to go about their daily living, you know, until they're old and gray sometimes.
So we just heard from David about some of the fun things that make his business, and he's a kid at heart, and he loves working with kids, molding kids, and that later in the interview he talks about how dance is just the medium, and I love that message. It's a way for kids to start to express themselves, to communicate through dance, and all different ways. So next we're going to hear from Francis, who was an actor dancer, and then created a company for himself through his connections called Greek and Handy. So let's hear from Francis.
Business name is Greek and Handy, as in being from Greece, and being handy, but not just being handy, also thinking handy. It's an interior design and licensed contracting company, and we perform all sorts of projects of various scales, from simple home renovations to high-end renovations and doctor suite offices and workspaces, as well as some boutique commercial projects.
That's great. Now, interestingly enough, you have a very unique name. How did you come up with the business name Greek and Handy?
That's right. So I used to be an actor and a dancer, and honestly, this started as my survival job, right? I placed an ad on Craigslist right after I had come back from a national tour of the Broadway show Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and on my bicycle with a backpack of tools, I was running around the city, hanging curtains, doing an accent wall left and right, and it just grew on its own. I wasn't expecting it. Within a year, I have to have an assistant. I have to buy insurance, general liability, workman's comp, and, you know, very quickly I became a painting contractor and further full-on contractor as well as design for my clients. But I was looking for a name that would represent me, of who I am and what I do. And I just sat down one day and I was like, who I am, and I am Greek and handy, and there is no better way of describing than these two words, who I am. So that's the name of the company, is Greek and Handy. And although most people, you know, when they hear it, they think, okay, so he's a handyman. We are, you know, much beyond a handyman. That's why I started, you know, rephrasing and say, you know, it's not just being handy, it's also thinking handy. That's how I translate handy.
Well, what I love about your name is that it's very memorable. You know, you can't forget it. It's very easy to find some company names to still find. And it describes, again, who you are and how you started. So it's great. It has a story to it. So I love it. I'm assuming that your URL, your website, is GreekAndHandy.com. Is that correct?
It's Greek. GreekAndHandy.com, although the logo and the branding of the company, the end is with an N% symbol, like a crate and barrel. The full web address is spelled out with A and D. So, yes, it's GreekAndHandy.com. And the listeners, if they go on it, they can read a little bit about my story and how the company formed and started, who I am, and so on and so forth.
Good. Well, so let's move on to the fun part for you, because it sounds like you were doing this part-time while you were acting and dancing, and you obviously were really good in it. There's something you enjoy. So what's the fun part of your business that you get a lot of satisfaction out of? And tell us how long you've been in business, too.
I've been in business now for almost 6 years, and the fun part is always the, you know, the interaction with the clients. In a way, you know, I've been a dancer, actor all my life in New York City on Broadway, on tours, all over the country and stuff. But I still perform in a way when I am with clients and when a project is over and I know I have improved their lives, their quality of living. I was able to give them a functional space with smart design, and I was also able to, you know, solve problems of their work environment or their home environment, and, you know, they are smiling, thank you, Francis, we are so happy. It's like the applause is like the curtain call. So it really is. And actually, you know, having been on Broadway, their smile and their thankfulness last much more than a Broadway applause, because
the applause and their thankfulness, the curtain call. We heard from Francis of Greek and Handy why it's so exciting to be in his own business and how being on the stage in theater and dancing and singing has transferred to a design company. So this is my curtain call. You are welcome to applaud now. I hope you enjoyed this, and thank you for, I hope you enjoyed this sort of mishmash, a variety show of all different entrepreneurs and hearing little blurbs, and I encourage you to go back to the archives at Blog Talk Radio, Life Coach Radio Network, and really listen in to the person who spoke to you. All these entrepreneurs have amazing stories. We get into the challenges, the obstacles, the fortunes, how they've overcome things. So please listen to your favorite, someone who spoke to you, and please look us up at www.javelin or jeffvalensky.com. I am Jeff Valensky, the host of Fun to Fortune Entrepreneur Startup Success. Have a great day, and thank you for tuning in.